93.7 The River, Classic Rock Redefined. There goes Seven Nation Army, White Stripes, Doug and Joe Show. Joe, you know how I'm always right? Just about everything that we talk about.
Oh, jeez. I'm always exactly right. Exactly what you're talking about. Like the time you said that we're going to have gas for under a dollar. What was that, about 5 or 6 years ago, something like that?
That wasn't me just saying that. That was gas strategists and economists forecasting that. All I did is simply hedge my bets, hoping it would happen so people could save tons of money.
Yeah, but you really believed it, though.
See, what it is, it's just like the weatherman predicting the rain or the sun. The weatherman, he gets it right. Yeah, he's a hero. He gets it wrong, he's a zero.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. See, you've admitted you're a zero. Yeah, I like this. I like where this is heading.
Yeah, I kind of did admit that I'm a zero. Hey, all I wanted was dollar gas or cheaper for everyone because it was so damn high. I was just hopeful
ranting
on that one.
You were ranting. You were raving. You were making bets for burritos. You were doing. You really thought that was going to go down.
I was trying everything in my power. I wanted that. I did believe it. What I read from multiple sources, they were all credible. I was trying to will it into fruition, but it never did happen. So, okay, on that I was wrong. But do you remember going back about 3 weeks ago, back when Janet Jackson came through the Golden One, I said, hey, follow me on this. Justin Timberlake, they just announced him at the Super Bowl for Super Bowl 52 for halftime. I said, look at this. Janet Jackson, she's doing a big tour. She's at Golden One. How great would that be if they rekindled the stage show and brought her back with JT to make good on the 2004 Nipplegate show? And you said,
why would you want that again? The last time something like that happened, our industry was ruined.
Yeah, I agree. For her and everyone that happened to, it did change the FCC, and they really put the pliers on us, and they bolted down.
Only radio.
Only radio, yep. We got punished, and we only got to see one nipple. For all the scrutiny that we were put under and all the rules and regulations, we should have had two nipples for the punishment the FCC waged on us.
I don't think anyone got to see anything. All I could see was that sun pendant thing that she had around. I couldn't see anything bare.
That's because you don't know what nipples look like.
I used to.
For most guys and girls out there, you saw that, you're like, whoa, that was a nipple. And she did show it, and now they're saying, like I predicted, like I told you it could, she might get back up on stage again.
No.
If Justin Timberlake wants Janet Jackson in his halftime show, according to the NFL, he can have her. Because there is no official ban barring her from the performance, and the NFL has said, hey, she was blackballed for a small time, but there was never any paperwork written up. That was never legit. They just tried to hide it all. They tried to sweep it all under the rug, but there is not a blackballing. She is not banned. She can come back and work with JT if he wants her to. If Pepsi and the NFL say, hey, do you want her on stage? She can do it because there is no ban. He might do the show all by himself, even though that's a lot of stage to carry for a young man of his caliber.
Really?
He needs help.
That guy could easily do that entire thing. If Bruno Mars can do it by himself, he can do it by himself.
Do you want to see 30 minutes of Justin Timberlake? Actually, I shouldn't have asked you that. Do you think America wants to see 30 minutes of just JT?
I think the guy's an incredible performer. Actor, singer, dancer, of it.
When he acts, I got to admit, and I hate to admit this, especially when the mics are on. I hate when a mic's hot.
He's good.
He's a good actor.
He really is.
Music, it's garbage.
Come on.
It's absolute garbage.
Bringing sexy back. That's garbage.
Well, he wants to bring sexy back. He's got to bring JJ back. Oh, Janet Jackson. I think it could happen.
No one wants to see that.
Why?
Nobody wants to see Janet Jackson up on stage releasing her breast. No one wants to see that.
What? Why are you in here with me?
She's old.
What, have you seen how fantastic she looks?
I don't know that I'd say that. She looks like she's had a lot of plastic surgery work done. She's not aged gracefully.
I beg daily. I'm like, Joe, just date again. Do this for me. Do it for the other single guys.
Dating.
Do it for the married. I'm talking about consummating. Get the job done. Do this right.
I am true. You know what? I am doing it right. You're the one who's over there doing it wrong.
Really? Because I want to see Janet Jackson come back and vindicate herself and possibly see two pokies. That's all I'm saying. You say that America doesn't want to see that.
No.
I say, yes, they do.
I'd be willing to bet half the people listening right now don't want to see that.
They don't want to see Janet Jackson topless.
Why would they?
Why wouldn't Wednesday on the Super Bowl. Are you kidding me? That's pay-per-view. I would lay down $100.
Oh, come on. There's so many other people you could pick. I mean, why don't you team him up with somebody else that's legitimate right now, like a Taylor Swift or a Katy Perry.
Or, okay, a J-Lo. I get it, a Beyonce. Right. Beyonce's been on the stage.
Beyonce. Well, now she's been up there too much.
But here's the thing. Janet Jackson looks fantastic for her age. And when you talk about Taylor Swift and you talk about Katy Perry or Lady Gaga, look at the hits that Janet Jackson has. She's got a whole bunch of hits.
She's a hit factory. But you're not talking about getting her up there so you can hear her songs. You're talking about getting her up there so you can see her topless. And she's a grandma, probably.
Okay, I don't think she's a grandma. She's got a kid. She is older, but she looks phenomenal. And would you rather see LaToya? You want LaToya? Well, oh, I know. Joe wants Tito. You want Tito to get up there and show you his son around his nipple? Is that what you're looking for, Tito?
I thought we just had a co-worker confessional today. You're not supposed to spill the beans on all that stuff.
Yeah, Joe wants Tito.
I don't want to see any Jackson up there. None of them.
I don't think there's anything wrong with her coming back. I think it's kind of cool. It's been now. God, it happened back in 2004. Think about that. That was 17 years ago. That was a long damn time ago.
It wasn't 17 years ago. It's
right?
2017 right
I'm
now.
I'm sorry. It was 14 years ago.
Yeah.
It was 14 years ago. So I think America's ready to see her back on the stage. And that for you to say that really, one, it pisses me off. Two, I think it's disgusting. No one wants to see Janet Jackson topless.
I'm telling you right now, people don't want to see that.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I can't even think about it. Who would be rolling down the road right now on the way to work at almost 8:30 in the morning thinking to himself, you know what, dog, that's a great point you're making. I hope he does bring Janet Jackson back. I'd like to see what her exposed breast looks like now. You know, I mean, no one cares. You possibly should check yourself into a place on the way home.
What kind of world do we live in where guys or people have stopped wanting to see celebrities topless?
No one said that. No one said that.
Oh, you're just saying Janet Jackson specifically.
Yes, no one said that guys want to stop seeing celebrities topless. I'm just saying you're kooking it up over there.
Did I go a little overboard by saying I'd lay $100 down for pay-per-view? Maybe. But she comes on, she's topless. I'm going to turn it up. I'm going to look. I'm going to watch it. I'm not going to turn it off, and oh my God, how shameful. Oh, yuck. I'm not going to do that.
It's just insane. The funny thing is because he's coming back to do the halftime show, they're going to bring all this back up again.
Oh, yeah.
And here it comes. Oh, I mean, it's been so long since. I mean, she's an older lady now. You know the people talking about her. She moves slow on stage.
What do you mean she moves slow on stage? Did you watch the video? I saw people posting stuff on Facebook. She was moving like a cat up there. She was still shaking and purring.
She was still shaking and purring. She's not as slow as Madonna, but she slowed down quite a bit.
Well, all you need to do is jump up and down a little bit if you don't have your top
on. Good Lord.
So, we'll see. She might be back. She might not. But the NFL says absolutely. She's never been banned. Listen to this.